Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Okay, so today we're tackling something that's been buzzing around a lot lately, and I know a lot of you are curious about it too. Influencer marketing.
Ah, yes. Influencer marketing. It's definitely a hot topic.
For sure. And we got this excerpt. It's called The Rise of Influencer Marketing: How Businesses Can Attract and Incorporate Influencers. And it's got some seriously good insights. We're going to break it all down for you today, how it works, why it matters, and most importantly, how you can actually use it effectively.
Because let's face it, the marketing landscape is changing.
Oh yeah, big time. Like, remember those old school celebrity endorsements? You know, like when a famous actor would pop up on your TV screen telling you to buy this toothpaste or that car?
Right. Those feel like a relic of the past, don't they?
Totally. These days, it's all about relatability and trust.
Absolutely. People are way more savvy now. They can spot a disingenuous ad a mile away.
Exactly. And that's where influencer marketing comes in.
It's all about tapping into that human need for connection. We're social creatures. We're influenced by the people we trust, the people we admire, the people who seem like, well, like us.
Totally. Like, think about it. If you see your favorite fashion blogger raving about a new pair of shoes, you're way more likely to check them out than if you just saw a random ad for them, right?
100%. It's that personal touch, that feeling that someone you connect with actually likes and uses the product.
Exactly. It feels more like a recommendation from a friend.
Right. And that's why it's so powerful for businesses, because these influencers, they have these built-in communities, these dedicated groups of followers who trust their opinions.
And that trust translates to, well, results.
It does. We're talking increased brand awareness, better engagement, and ultimately, you guessed it, more sales.
So it's not just about reaching a huge audience, it's about reaching the right audience.
Precisely. You want to connect with the people who are actually interested in what you're offering.
So how do businesses go about finding these influencer all-stars? How do they actually make this magic happen?
Well, the excerpt we're looking at today, it lays out a pretty clear roadmap, and it all starts with strategy.
Oh yeah, strategy is key. Can't just jump in blindly.
Exactly. It's like building a house. You need a solid blueprint before you start laying bricks.
Okay, so what's the first step in this influencer marketing blueprint?
First and foremost, you got to define your goals. What are you hoping to achieve with this campaign?
Right, like, are you trying to introduce a brand new product to the world?
Exactly. Or maybe you're trying to boost sales for an existing product.
Or maybe you're trying to build stronger relationships with your current customers.
There you go. The goals could be anything, but you got to know what they are before you do anything else. And just as important as defining your goals, defining your target audience.
Yes, who are you trying to reach?
Exactly. Who are those ideal customers you're trying to connect with? Gotta get specific here. Think about their demographics, their interests, their online habits.
Right, because a successful influencer campaign is all about finding the right influencer for your specific audience.
Absolutely. It's not just about finding someone with a ton of followers. It's about finding someone whose audience aligns with your target market, whose values resonate with your brand.
So where do you even start looking for these perfect fit influencers?
Well, luckily, there are some pretty incredible tools out there now. There are these influencer platforms. Think of them like talent agencies, but for influencers.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Some popular ones are AspireIQ, Upfluence, there's a bunch. And they let you search for influencers based on all sorts of criteria. Like you can search by industry, by audience demographics, by content style.
That's amazing.
It is. You can really get super specific to find those influencers who are the perfect match for your brand and your campaign goals.
So let's say you've done your research, you've used those platforms, you've found some influencers who seem like a good fit. What's next?
Next comes the engagement phase. This is where you reach out, you start building a relationship.
Okay, so it's not just a cold transactional, hey, want to promote our product.
Definitely not. It's got to be genuine. Engage with their content, show that you're actually interested in what they do, and then when you do reach out, make sure you're offering them something valuable in return.
Like what?
Well, of course, there's always payment, but it can also be things like free products, early access to new releases, exclusive experiences, you know it.
The key is to make it a mutually beneficial partnership.
Exactly. A win-win for both sides.
So once you've found your dream team of influencers and you've hammered out the details of the collaboration, what then?
This is crucial. Give them creative freedom.
Oh, so it's not about dictating exactly what they should say and how they should say it.
Nope. Remember, these influencers, they've built their audiences because people trust their authentic voice, their unique perspective.
So if you try to control them too much, it's going to come across as fake and inauthentic.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not control. You provide the guidelines, the key messages you want to get across, but you trust them to create content that feels genuine to their style and resonates with their audience.
Makes sense. It's like they're the experts in their own communities.
Exactly. And finally, don't forget to track your results. Monitor how the campaign is performing, see what's working, what's not working, and use those insights to adjust your strategy along the way.
Right, because data is power. It helps you make those data-driven decisions to get the most out of your influencer marketing efforts.
You got it. So to recap, influencer marketing, it's all about leveraging the power of trust and authenticity to connect with your target audience in a meaningful way.
It's about building genuine relationships, providing value, and giving influencers the creative freedom to do what they do best.
And when it's done right, it can be incredibly effective.
It's a win for the businesses, it's a win for the influencers, and it's a win for the consumers too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a total shift from the days of intrusive advertising. It's about creating a more engaging, more authentic experience for everyone involved.
So as you're thinking about your own marketing strategies, here's a question to ponder. How do you think the relationship between brands and influencers will evolve in the future?
That's a great question. I mean, technology is always evolving. Social media is constantly changing.
Right. Will new platforms emerge? Will the lines between content and advertising blur even further?
It's a fascinating landscape.
It really is. So stay curious, my friends, and keep diving deep.
Always.